Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Apostle Mike Robinson has been my guest over the last couple of days here on Connected, and it is such a privilege to have gotten to know this brother just a few years ago, and how that God uses him in the supernatural gifts of the Spirit, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the gift of the discerning of spirits and prophecy and so forth, and how that God has used him when there's open doors, he walks through them, and that how he is a mentor to the youth in the tri-state area with his Fire in the Mountains ministry each and every year that takes place at the Garrett County Fairgrounds. And that is going to be coming up over the next couple of weeks. I believe it's in July, the very first part of July. And you don't want to miss that. You need to get registered for it. You can find out more information about that by dialing 301-895-3292 during regular business office hours. And we would be glad to give you Apostle Mike's number. And he can point you toward a website. And also, do not miss any of this broadcast today. It's going to be exciting, because he's still talking about the subject of life. And Jesus said that these words shall be life unto those that find them and health to all of their flesh. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with Apostle Mike.
Thank you.
It is such an honor and a privilege to have back with me today on Connected, Apostle Mike Robinson, a powerful, powerful man of God from the Anchor in Friendsville, Maryland. And of course, he was the founder of Fire in the Mountains, and he'll be talking about that before the broadcast ends today. So stay tuned, call a friend up and tell them Connected is on the air. And Apostle Mike, over the last couple of days, sir, we've been talking about life, and we've been talking about vision, and we ended up yesterday with a powerful prayer time that you ministered to some folks that were out there listening, and we are expecting testimonies to come in of people that were rededicating their lives to the Lord, people that got healed in their body. And I'm sensing today, maybe we can take some time, and this can be what I would call unorthodox, a time that we can just, as being in the presence of God, of course, before we came on the air, we are sensing that there's so many folks out there that are hurting emotionally.
Yes.
People are losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. There seems to be loss after loss after loss and injustices. Mm-hmm. And we know that sometimes in this lifetime, those injustices don't get turned around. But at the same time, we know that when we give up lands and homes and families and materialistic possessions, that Jesus himself said that in this lifetime, we're going to receive back a hundredfold return.
Yes. You know, I sense that too, even as I was driving down here, you know, that somebody need a word in due season.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes they look at us as ministers and they think, you know, we all, our life's easy and we're always smiling and, you know, everything's faith and everything's always positive, that nothing, not anything negative ever happens to us. But in fact, we all go through times in our lives where we feel out of joint.
Yeah.
You know, we talked the other day about equipping, and you know, when we're talking about equipping the saints for ministry, it's almost like a surgeon setting a bone or setting a joint in place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times that we all need that word to help settle things in our life, to help bring that bone back into place, that joint back into place, to help us start thinking the right way.
Yeah.
You know, not just a cliche to hold on, but to know that the giver of life, Christ, he has a covenant with us.
Praise God.
And in his covenant, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He
That's
will
right.
never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, you know, the Amplified says, leave us nor forsake us. And some days we just need to hear that word. You know, and I believe there's people listening today that they need to hear that God has not forsaken them.
Exactly.
And he's not left them, you know, because we don't feel him. You know, he showed me a long time ago, because I don't feel him does not mean he's absent.
Hallelujah.
But he's there. He's with us in times that we feel that it's dark, and we can turn on the radio maybe today and just hear that word that we need, that God will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us, and he's the giver and the bringer, and he's also the author and the finisher of our faith and our life.
My God.
And so he has the last say.
That's right.
Not that job, not unemployment, not that divorce, not that doctor's report.
Come on, brother.
He's the author and finisher of our faith. And he didn't die just to give us a Band-Aid for our wounds or just to put a pacifier in our mouth to keep us quiet. He died so we could have life and life more abundant.
Hallelujah. And it's awesome because, as you were saying, God never leaves us and we don't base what we believe on how we feel. Hebrews 13 and verse 5 said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And of course, that's from the words of the Apostle Paul as he was inspired by the Holy Ghost. So the originator was not the Apostle Paul. It was the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And then we go to the eighth verse. It says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. There's nothing too hard for him to do. He's not the fourth man in the fire, but the first.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
He goes in there before us, and he's in these trials and tribulations with us. And matter of fact, the word says, Apostle Mike, over in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, in the world, you're going to have tribulations.
Yep.
But what did Jesus say? Be of good cheer because I've overcome the world.
Yes. You know, and he also says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you.
Yeah.
But we all experience this.
Yes.
And I just believe I'm supposed to be transparent for a minute and share of a time.
Praise God.
I woke up after years in the ministry one morning and I said, Lord, for the first time today, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just sat there like that a little while. My wife says there's times we don't know if we are in self-pity or if we just need the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I would like to think I have enough wisdom at times to say, you know, Lord, I just need that comfort part of you. I need you to comfort me so I don't get into self-pity.
Yes.
So I don't sit here in self-pity. But as soon as I thought about that a little bit, the scripture came to me where he said, you know, I know what you have need of before you even ask.
Yes.
So
yes,
it's
yes.
No performance today.
Yes.
I'm not expecting you to know what to say, Mike. Here, let me interpret what you're feeling. Let me comfort you. Let me. Allow me. Don't get in your pity. Don't get in your mind. Don't just sit there and think, but talk to me.
That's
and
right.
Allow me to minister to you.
That's right. There's folks that are out there listening right now, Apostle Mike, and I'm glad that you went into that direction because I was hearing Holy Spirit say the same thing. Let's get down on their level. Let's get down on all of us's level.
Yeah.
You know, there's really no such thing as a great man of God. We are men and women
right.
of a great God.
Right.
And when it boils down to it, we have no strength within ourselves. That's why the Bible says, even over in the book of Zephaniah in the Old Testament, that the joy, hallelujah, of the Lord, that is our strength.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul says over in the New Testament in Ephesians 6 and verse number 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
Everything that we are and everything that we're going to become is based only on our yielding to the indwelling presence and power of the Holy Spirit within us. And when we draw from that strength, hallelujah,
yes.
we will be more than conquerors.
Yes. And you know, one of my favorite verses is Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35, where he says that God is no respecter of persons.
That's right.
I like that you brought up that we're men and women of God.
Yes.
Listen, we're human. Mm. We go through things. There's just a difference when we're called in fivefold ministry. We have to get up on Sunday in spite of the things we're going through a lot
That's
of times
right. That's
and
right.
still share the word of life to be an example. But we're not to the place where we're above other people
That's
in that
right.
way. We're above in that we can throw a lifeline out.
That's right.
You know, a man told me one time, if you fell off a cliff and are hanging on a ledge, you don't want somebody beside you throwing a rope. You want somebody above you throwing a rope. And I like to think in ministry on Sunday when we come in, we're above to throw down a rope to pull people up.
Yes.
You know, to speak life unto them, to give them life. But you know, I'm sensing this same thing that people need to know that, hey, we all go through trials, but when we talk about equipping saints, we talk about life. We're here to provoke one another. Mm-hmm. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to strengthen one another and saying, don't miss out. Don't turn away from the true life, which is Christ.
That's right. It,
you know, there's for people that know Christ, there's nothing to go back to. There's nothing to turn around and go back to.
That's right.
I pray that anyone that want to go back, that their sides would be hedged up, that they couldn't go back. But
Hallelujah.
they would just keep walking with God, just
Praise
keep
God.
Standing. Just, you know, the Bible says when we've done all to stand therefore.
Praise God.
And there's lots of times I've said, just stand therefore, Mike. Stand
right.
therefore.
That's right. And there's a lot of times I've preached about the word therefore. I always say, what is it therefore? Amen. And it's as a result of the previous in the text. And so that means simply today this, my friend. It means that everything we just talked about, some of that includes you. Maybe you're out there listening and you have a substance abuse problem. You might be out there and you say, I'm glad that you're talking on a simple childlike level today, and you've come down to a level without having to quote scripture after scripture after scripture, and I have a problem. And you might be saying that right now. I have a problem with my son or my daughter. They're hooked on drugs and I can't get them off of there. But there is a remedy. There's a solution and there's a hope, and his name is Jesus.
That's right. You know, and there's times, you know, I'm familiar with addiction myself, and there's times you have to lay hold of Christ. I mean, honestly, it's about Jesus. Like you said, we have no power in our hands except it comes from the Lord.
That's right.
There's nothing we can do except it comes from him. It's about Jesus, and Jesus is the one. When we lay hold of him, you know, we can't hold on to other things.
Yes.
And when we lay hold of him, we find ourselves dropping other things.
That's right. I tell you what, there's folks out there that are listening right now, and they've been waiting on this time for us to pray, and we're going to pray for them. There's a woman I'm seeing. You hurt your left elbow, and somehow it was from a fall, and you're in your upper 70s. I can see you right now. I'm visualizing who you are in the spirit, and God is healing that elbow for you right now so that it won't be long before you can use that arm again. And Apostle Mike, there's others out there that they have similar problems in the physical. Would you pray for them?
Okay, I will. Father, I pray right now that everyone that is facing any kind of physical ailment or physical attack upon their body right now, that it's even bringing discouragement with it. Maybe they've been in it for a while. It's not been a thing where they've been just sick a couple of days, but they've been on a long-term problem going on in their body. I pray today it would stop. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for healing. I curse cancer right now, every cancerous cell in people's body, and I pray right now healing would ensue. I pray perfect blood counts. I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for people having arthritic problems, arthritis. I pray that you would heal them right now. I see joints coming back to normal, swelling coming out of joints, fingers straightening right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you are the healer. You are the great physician. I pray for those with GI tract problems right now. I see somebody even in their colon right now. I pray in healing right now. All inflammation to go. I pray even they can eat normally right now with no side effects. Even somebody hasn't been able to travel. Father, I thank you that they're able to travel again because you're the healer. They need to travel, and Lord, they're going to be able to travel because you're touching their stomach right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, praise God. Stay tuned and stay with us. Apostle Mike's going to come back tomorrow with me and be on Connected and enjoy the rest of the afternoon at He's Alive Radio, like contemporary at its finest. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Connected.
At the stars in the night, I wonder. At your lightning in the sky, I shudder. Your glory is a blanket that covers every living thing. And it feels like there's not enough praise inside of me. All these words, all my heart can sing is holy. You are holy. Jesus Christ, you bled your love, laid down yourself and gave me life. In naked shame you hung and inside my heart. All of the day I want to be where you are, Holy Father. And it feels like there's not enough praise inside of me. With all these words, oh, all my heart can sing is holy. You are holy. Oh, in Jesus Christ, you bled your love, laid down yourself and gave me life. In naked shame you hung and you were lifted. You bled your love laid down yourself and gave me life. In naked shame you hung and you were lifted high. So here I lay in awe and wonder. Oh, oh, and I wonder. Oh.
Wow, it has been awesome over the last couple of days here on Connected with Apostle Mike Robinson. And today it has been special, and the Lord really uses this brother in a mighty way to deliver a on-time message to the youth of the tri-state area and even to those who listen online at live at he'salive.net. We welcome you folks as far away as Oregon, down in the North Carolina, South Carolina area, and Virginia, and over into Baltimore, Maryland, in the Eastern Shore, Martinsburg, West Virginia. We welcome you. And it has just been so awesome the last couple of days that I just want to take this time to thank Apostle Mike for being on with me. And, of course, he will be back one more day tomorrow with me to talk about the subject of life, the different kinds of life. He started off earlier in the week by talking about the Zoe kind of life from John chapter 10 and verse 10, where the Bible says that Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. There are those out there right now, you're listening, and there's special needs in your life, and I want to take this time to pray over you. If you'll stretch your hand toward the radio as a point of contact and just receive right now in Jesus' name those who are struggling with emotional problems and are unable to sleep at night. I'm sensing that a spirit of insomnia has entered into your mind, and we break you and loose you from that right now in the blood name of Jesus. And we curse at the root and at the seat any demonic entities that would try to form itself against you. No weapon formed in the making against you shall prosper. Also, those who are suffering from drug addiction, I'm sensing right now that God is setting people free that are hooked on prescription drugs that you cannot seem to get off of them, and the doctor has already ordered you off of them, but you're getting them otherwise. But Holy Spirit says right now that there is a divine intervention into the affairs of man, and he's taken that away from you, that craving, that even the nicotine, folks that are suffering from addiction to nicotine, and you cannot quit, and you've been on programs, but it doesn't help. Holy Spirit, through a supernatural intervention right now, if you'll just reach up and hand him that nicotine, God will take that away from you now in Jesus' name. There's also a man by the name of Rex. You're listening right now, and Holy Spirit is touching you in your body, and he's given you a healing that you've desired for some time now. The Bible says, by his stripes you're already healed. Receive it by faith right now in Jesus' name. Well, it has been an awesome time today on Connected. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and I'll see you then.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at he'salive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.